I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify. In store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
This podcast is brought to you by StarCharge, the largest EV charging manufacturer in the world, and is also a provider of residential and commercial battery storage and microgrid solutions. And KimPower, the reliable, quick, and scalable EV charging solutions for everyone and everywhere. Hey, friends. Welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. Hope you're doing great today. Thank you for plugging in with me for another episode. Happy to have you here. If you're not familiar, I am Francie, the host of this podcast. Sometimes you'll see other characters from the Out of Spec team, but I tend to run this project pretty heavily. And we cover all things related to the electrification of our transportation system with a focus on North America, in which we are located. But of course, we like to look globally as well. But today, I'm definitely taking a United States approach on this, talking about the federal tax credit, the tax incentives for electric vehicles, and specifically the Cadillac LYRIQ. On February 21st, 2024, the Cadillac LYRIQ officially became eligible for the full $7,500 federal tax credit. So now all LYRIQs qualify. It required definitely some adjustments on the supply chain side of things with Cadillac under GM to gain eligibility. As a reminder on the federal tax credit requirements, we have a whole episode with Max on the Out of Spec podcast that tried to break it down as simply as possible, and it's still a 40-minute podcast because these kind of things are too complicated. But we tried to give you all the information that we could, especially because the federal tax credit has changed a bit from 2023 to 2024, becoming a bit stricter. And so some vehicles that were eligible for the tax credit in 2023 are now not eligible in 2024. And some are eligible in 2024, but it did, like I said, require some of those adjustments. So to get the tax credit, the vehicle, the EV, must be under $55,000 for a sedan or $80,000 for an SUV or a truck. The final assembly must be in the United States, and then part of it is $3,750 US based on a critical mineral requirement. So this critical minerals, where they are sourced from, and then they go into the EV. And then also the other half, the other $3,750, is for the battery components. So it's a half and half. You might be able to get half of it based on where your battery components come from or the critical mineral requirement. It's a great deal if you can figure out both, but it does require a bit of revamping of supply chains, of sourcing, and that can be expensive and require a lot of research. So now the LYRIQ qualifies for both the critical mineral requirement and the battery components requirement. Pretty cool. Again, check out that longer podcast to go into the details of all the tax credits. Cadillac was previously offering $7,500 off the sticker price before this news. So they were kind of making up for the tax credit. For the consumer, that means there's not maybe really that much of a change if you were going for the LYRIQ and looking for that specific number off of the sticker. If anything, Maybe it's worse for buyers now. Buyers who make over the income threshold or buyers who don't have the full tax liability would get more benefit with the previous deal with just the $7,500 off the sticker price. But now you might not qualify for the tax credit based on those certain requirements. On the other hand, if you're making more than the income threshold, you might not really need the incentive, right? I think even people, I've spoken to people who make more than the threshold, they're like, it's only fair. I don't need it. I make more money. And it's there to incentivize people who have a lower income to still be able to adopt an electric vehicle into their life and take advantage of that opportunity. But it still maybe is, you know, not the best advantage for those without the full tax liability. However, this is pretty big for GM. They are no longer in Cadillac. They are no longer footing the bill for the $7,500 per vehicle off the top. Instead, now it is a federal subsidy that is being implemented here. So hopefully that will improve profit margins for their electric vehicles and encourage continued investment into this part of their business. There are bigger picture implications as well that I want to note. It's great news for other vehicles on the Ultium platform. The Honda Prologue already qualifies, which we also have other podcasts on. So, of course, Honda is not under GM. Honda is Honda. But the Honda Prologue, their mainstream EV now, the SUV, is built on the Ultium platform. So GM made it. And then the outside and all of that, that's Honda. But this means that it will qualify because it's built like the GM models. This is extremely likely, I think, as well, that the Blazer EV will also qualify in the future. And it's great for many other future Ultium EVs, including the upcoming Equinox and Bolt that will be coming to the market. Of course, you may or may not remember that the Bolt was discontinued, but GM has stated confidently that it will come back. And we await that because it was the most affordable electric vehicle on the market, which you don't find a lot of these days. As we've reported over the past few months, the EV market, some argue that it hasn't, but it's cooled a bit. And at the very least, what we're seeing is that goals were not hit, whether it's production goals or sales goals or both. And adoption of EVs still seems to be up. People are still purchasing EVs. Sales are still growing. So profit margins are slim. This is a challenge. It's extremely difficult to compete and make a profit, especially if you aren't starting 10, 20 years ago with this technology and building up your revenue models for these. Government incentives play an important role in the adoption of EVs. They just do. They play an important role in our charging infrastructure. They just do. GM has other brands and models that will qualify, right? What if you're curious about what will qualify because this is important to you? Well, I did want to point out this resource that we also look at in the longer episode with Max from the Out of Spec Guide channel. And I'm going to add this to the stage so that you can see this. If you are tuning in on YouTube, if you're not, go over to www.fueleconomy.gov and, you can type that in and you can look for federal tax credits for plug-in electric and fuel cell electric vehicles purchased in 2023 or after. So this is a site where you can see if the model you're looking at or curious about qualifies for the federal tax credit up to $7,500. So we have this little note over here that I also wanted to read. In accordance with the new IRS regulations beginning January 1st, 2024, clean vehicle tax credits must be initiated and approved at the time of sale. So make sure that you are being a smart buyer. Buyers are advised to obtain a copy of the IRS's confirmation that a time of sale report was submitted successfully by the dealer. You've got to make sure that your dealer is doing what they need to do, which I'm sure they are. Keep working hard, dealers. So if you scroll down a little bit on this page, whether or not you're watching, you can select a date that you plan to take delivery. So if we're in real life now, this first option is January 1st, 2024 through December 31st, 2024. So this year, 2024. And then I'm just going to say, you know, I'm not going to refine my search at all. I'm just going to look at all that are possible. So it does say attention at the top. There's this disclaimer. Not every version of the models listed below will necessarily qualify. Please check with the dealer and seller to determine the eligibility of your specific vehicle. I'm not sure exactly why. It seems like this would have a lot of the information you need, but they all say check with dealer. I'm not sure exactly what those differences are. If you know, let me know. Please educate me. As you can see here, the Lyriq right there says all Lyriq 2024 models have the full $7,500 tax credit. The MSRP limit is, of course, $80,000 because it is an SUV. You can also see Chevy here, the Bolt EUV and the Bolt EV model years 2022 to 2023 for both are eligible for the full $7,500 tax credit. Of course, it also has Audi, Chrysler, Ford, Honda, which you can see here, that Prologue, Jeep, Lincoln, Nissan, Rivian, Tesla, Volkswagen. Those are all the models here. And so I wanted to show you that resource to tell you about that resource because you can educate yourself. Perhaps you can also just go speak to a dealer and hopefully they have all this information. But GM has said that something like this, where they will revamp the supply chain and figure things out, will happen to other models this year. So looking forward to that. I would be interested to know exactly where along the supply chain GM is implementing these changes, how this is going on, how long they've been prepping for that. It seems they said that, you know, they were in a great position to do so. So I think that would be a really interesting thing just to learn about, because supply chain is a really interesting topic. There are a lot of countries which we've used, you know, their resources for and imported and exported. And now we have a huge pressure to bring things into our borders in America to increase the industry here and focus on our economy, our resources, our manufacturing and production. Not abroad, but here. So if you are interested in the Cadillac Lyriq, does this really make a difference for you? You know what I talked about, how they had the sticker price off? Maybe not so much. Maybe it does. Are there any other options that you're waiting for the tax credit? Does the tax credit really, really make a difference to you? I think it definitely is a good chunk of change to consider, and especially when EVs are not the most affordable option. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you're curious about with the tax EV credit. Of course, a lot of questions you might have might be answered by our other podcast, so I will link that in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in today for the Out of Spec podcast episode all about the Lyriq and how it qualifies for the tax credit. Hope you learned something new. And if you have any other cool tools, feel free to share them in the comments below. I really appreciate everyone tuning in with us. I hope that we are bringing you some valuable information that you not only can talk about around the dinner table, but that can really help push along this really interesting technology and industry to be better and better. I will see you next time on the next episode. Have a great rest of your day. Bye-bye.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.